between the actual theft and the day you got captured, how long time was that?
About 3 days.
What was that feeling like for those 3 days in between? Did you think you were going to get away with it?
No. Because we had already gone through this. My partners and I had gone through it. We had another partner, and I just told him, listen, you stay in the car, just drop us off and leave. Because he said it, and I said it, we're going to prison on this. Too many people know we're in town. We're not up here to do this. We can come back and do this at any time we want. But we're too hot here. We got a bigger pad. We've got parties going on, and there's too many people in town that know that we're here. And sure enough, it fell just like that when the headlines came out, a couple people picked up the phone, said, you guys, you got some guys in town. So they punched it up, and phew, here comes Interpol, Scotland Yard, FBI. Our name, we're at the top. We're in the top level of international jewel thieves. So, here they are. See, it was a no-brainer for them, you know. So, anyway, we had to write it.
What do you hope that students get from hearing your story?
I hope that they get a little bit of reality in the fact that this criminal justice thing that they're involved in, when you watch a Castle on television or you watch CSI, there's these fascinating programs, you know, whether it was Miami Vice or all, it's all razzle-dazzle. There's a whole much larger picture going on. There's a big thing. And it's all, it's a very ruthless world, and it's a very... a sad world. There is always pain, and there's always losers, very few winners.